Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
His own mother slapped the stork that delivered him.
And Kale Hall.
He doesn't deserve to be in this business. He deserves to have been blackballed.
Rob and Kale Podcast.
And welcome into the Rob and Kale Podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. I am absolutely jacked to do tonight's show because I get to do it with my friend, the number one Gamecock YouTuber on the planet, Mr. Carolina Crackpot. What's up, my friend?
What's up, guys? Glad to be here. It is Wednesday evening. We are officially through hump day and couldn't be happier. Wow. That's ugly.
So, I guess I got to explain the YouTube photo there. And we'll get into that momentarily, but I thought I'd have some fun with something. I thought the jackpot would get it, but he doesn't. So now I got to explain the YouTube photo in a moment. But let's thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. We will be having our live show there on Black Friday. Make sure you come out for that.
That's not racist either, by the way.
Yeah, we've determined that is not racist. Being a Braves fan is racist, according to CNN, though, just so you know. So, Jackpot, you and I are racist, along with Biscuit. He's a racist. And if you're a Braves fan, you are a racist, according to CNN. I didn't say it. CNN did. We'll all carry that racist thing together. Apparently, our Klan hats are
all bigots.
We're all a bunch of bigots that love the Atlanta Braves. So, fuck you, CNN. Anyway. anyway, let's get into for Callaway's. We'll be there on Black Friday and looking forward to having a big show there. We're going to do trivia. We're going to do all kind of stuff. It's going to be a great, great show. Jackpot's going to come down and he's going to be shaking babies and kissing hands or kissing babies and shit. I don't know what he's doing.
Doing one or the other.
So there you go with that. Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. They sponsor our Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. Christian Young currently has a lead of about six picks, which is a pretty substantial lead when you think about it. But
yeah, need some people to step up. Don't need a Clemson fan to win this. No way. I'm not paying a Clemson fan, so somebody's got to step up.
Would you pay a Georgia fan?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, that's why I gave Jackpot the money because I thought he would be responsible about it. So we'll see. All right. Anyway,
I've already spent most of it on strippers and blow.
Strippers, blows, and lottery tickets, right?
Strippers, blows, lottery tickets, and that trip to the brothel. I'm just an old white Lamar Odom.
That's some funny shit. Yeah. So there's that. Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. Also, we have Fireside Chats with Uncle Jackpot. Jackpot, tell us a story, sir.
I'll definitely tell us a story. If a story equals lies, then that's what I'm telling. Here we go. It sucks to be a Gamecock, and it is November. You know what that means? My team turns into a pit of piss. Turns into... We are 20-point dogs to a dumpster fire. We may not win a game the rest of the season. We are an absolute shithole. It forever sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. Dennis will move your shit for you. Google Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking. He does all that. And by the way, if you have a CDL driver's license, Dennis is looking to hire you. So get your ass off the couch and go work and make some money with Dennis Wilson. So there you go with that. The pit of piss Gamecocks. All right. So Jackpot, should I explain? I'm going to explain the picture first and then we'll get into our picks. All right. So Texas has a new special teams coordinator. I don't remember the guy's name, but he has he divorced his wife when he left Alabama and went to Texas, and apparently he has been with a stripper down at Texas. Her name is the Pole Assassin. That is the name of the lady, is the Pole Assassin. I'm not making this up. Her name is Pole Assassin.
Didn't Bobby the Brain Heenan used to manage her and tag team? Never mind.
I think Bobby was the one licking the pole. So the pole assassin has a monkey, and that monkey performs with her. Now, I thought Jackpot, normally Jackpot's on top of all this stuff, so I thought it would be funny if I photoshopped Jackpot's face onto the monkey with the woman standing behind him, so it looked like Jackpot was part of her act. So
yeah,
he didn't ask
for permission, by the way, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I figured if Jackpot wanted to slap me, he would do it at the live show, and then we'd get some numbers out of that. So anyway, here's the thing, though, with this monkey. Apparently, her and the special teams coach decided, look, we're a couple. We're going to invite, you know, trick-or-treaters and all that to our house. So they invite trick-or-treaters to their house, and this fucking monkey decides to bite a kid, like bites a kid's arm or some shit. And instead of, oh my God, we're going to take care of this, you know? No, it was, no, they were trespassing. Kids were trespassing on fucking Halloween.
Oh,
you, ma'am, are a cunt. I'll use that word only.
Fucking break.
Yeah. So, and I just took my daughter out trick-or-treating. If somebody's monkey bit my daughter, I would kill that monkey quickly. I don't give a shit. Call me an animal hater. I don't give a damn. You have a monkey. Well, fuck off. But then she had video of her where she went out and she had like a painted sign that said like service monkey, you know, beware basically. And she goes, there's proof that, you know, the kid was trespassing because the kid, you know, the sign's there. Get the hell out of here. So anyway, I thought Jerome says spank that monkey. So with that, this woman has a monkey that performs with her in her shows and likes to bite children. And if you come to her house or the house of the special teams coordinator for Texas, you're trespassing and the monkey may bite you. And I thought it would be funny if Jackpot's face were on the monkey.
They definitely have some interesting characters there for a special teams coach. I mean, really? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's what you find if you go to the special. And if you went to the South Carolina special teams coordinator Pete Limbo's house, I mean, you think you're going to find strippers in a month? I mean, you might find cookies and milk and like maybe a blackboard or something. Boring. Some books, maybe. But nah, monkey and stripper, probably not.
And the monkey and stripper work. They work together, Jackpot. There's video of them working together. So, like,
so he's actually part of the act.
Yeah. Would you? Here's the question that I mean. This is the only main question that we have here. Do you have to tip the monkey too, or does the monkey come and get the tips and they split it?
That's
I mean, these are questions that I want to know.
Hmm.
Just saying. Fish and football, so just name her Dick Assassin. Her name's Pole Assassin, by the way. Pretty damn funny. Pretty funny. All right, well, anyway, that explains the and Mr. Boogie says, always tip. Mr. Boogie, are you telling on yourself, sir? Do you tip the monkey? Shit. TK says, I bet that ain't the only monkey she's got that would bite you.
Yeah, oh, Lord. She might have a snapping turtle.
Fuck you, Jack. Cod, you got me. You got snapping turtle. Oh, man. Wow. Oh, goodness. All right. We have to move on.
Let's move on. The show's in the gutter.
It's in the gutter. And yeah, damn it, Jackpot. Anyway, all right. Brock says, I bet the smell of her poon has a strong bite. God damn it, Brock. Stop it. All right, so here are our week 10 picks, and then we're going to take phone calls in a moment here. Army and Air Force, Jackpot, Air Force is a 1-point favorite over Army. Man, I love Service Academy games. Which way are you rolling on this one, Jack?
Well, just looking at both their results this season, Air Force just looks like the better team. Army's lost 3 games in a row. Both of them had a bye week last week before they come into this one, though. But as for what I see on the field so far this year, I'm going with the Zoomers to pick up the win here at the Texas Rangers Baseball Stadium.
Yeah. The more and more I look at it, I kind of like Air Force. So I'm going to go with Air Force. Air Force, by the way, they're 6-2 on the year, 5-3 against the spread. I think they'll be ready. Give me Air Force -1. That's a very, very close game there, Jackpot. Up next, Mizzou at UGA, Georgia. I think we both are in the camp that Georgia's the best team in the country. But 39 points with Mizzou, Jackpot. Which way you rolling, my friend?
That's a large line. I mean, that's one of the biggest lines I've ever seen in a conference matchup. And I know they've been covering spreads all year long, but I got to kind of think that I think Georgia's going to kind of back off a little bit. And, you know, I don't think they're going to be as explosive as you see the next couple of weeks. This one, I think they just basically take a week off. I think they win, but not by that much. I'm going to take Mizzou to cover the number there.
You know, when I look at this game, Connor Bazelak has a, quote, soft tissue injury. That's what Mizzou is telling us. He has a soft tissue injury. I don't know how much he's going to play. Not that it would matter, because he's been kind of the drizzling shits this season. But 39 points is a lot of points. But you know what? Here's the other interesting stat. Mizzou has not covered the spread all season. They are the only Power 5 team to not cover the spread at all.
Yeah, well, some football expert on here a couple of days ago down in the comments section told me that means nothing. But for novice bettors like myself, it does mean something.
They haven't covered against the spread all season.
Yeah, he told me it doesn't matter. And I said, well, if it doesn't matter, I said, then why would they even fucking bring it up? Why would Vegas people bring it up on, you know, when they're talking betting, you know, YouTube videos? Why would they even keep a record of it if it doesn't fucking matter? You fucking idiot. Yeah. Not you, the idiot who made the comment. Okay.
But you can call me an idiot. We're friends. I'll get over it.
All right, fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot.
Diego Sanchez, Jackpot, you have the worst takes I've ever seen in my life. Okay, well, fucking log off, amigo.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody asked you.
Go the fuck away. Go the fuck away, Diego, if you don't like what the fuck we're saying here.
And take Jorge with you.
Take Jorge with you. Anyway, yeah, I'm not going to bet against Georgia simply because I think they're the best team in the country. And you know what? The Mizzou defense ranks 124th nationally. They are terrible. They also, against Vanderbilt, gave up like 250 yards on the ground to Vanderbilt. Georgia's going to run silly. Absolutely run silly. Give me Georgia, and I'll give up the 39, even though it is a shit ton of points. Jackpot up next is Tennessee and Kentucky. Which way are you rolling there, my friend?
What is the line here with that?
The line for us is Kentucky -5.
Kentucky -5. This is going to be it's going to be a close game, I think. I don't know which way to roll here. Is Kentucky going to come out, you know, and look a little better? They lost a couple games in a row. Are they going to come out focused? I think Tennessee's offense, that tempo, I think is going to be a little bit more than they can handle. Last week they kind of had trouble with Mississippi State, and they're somewhat similar to that. But I think Tennessee just runs plays a little bit faster than them. But I think that's going to be a problem. I'm going to go with Tennessee here. They just seem like they're the hotter team to me right now. So that's what I'm going to have to go with.
JJ Banks says UK is now a 1-point favorite, according to Vegas. You are right, sir. You're absolutely right. Here's my thing. I think Kentucky may win, but it's going to be close either way. It's going to be less than five. Either Tennessee will come out and win altogether, or Kentucky will win by a field goal. Should be an interesting game, but I'm going to take Tennessee and hope those orange bastards don't fuck me over. So give me Tennessee, and I'll take the 5 points. The marquee matchup of the weekend in the SEC, Auburn is at Texas A&M. Auburn's getting 6.5, Jackpot. Which way you rolling there?
Auburn's getting 6.5 at Texas A&M.
Yep.
I think Texas A&M is going to win, but I think it'll be close. I think it'll be closer than that. Go on ahead and give me Auburn. I hate to admit it. It really pains me too, but Auburn's – oh, Lord. Something's repeating on me here. Sorry. Auburn's got a good football team. So I'm going to take them here in this one over to cover against Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M may win, but let's keep it close.
Real question for you, Jackpot. If their offensive coordinator had decided to stay at South Carolina, do you think South Carolina's season would be any different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that offense would have actually put some points up on the board. So.
All right. You know, that's a 3:30 start at Texas A&M. I don't think Auburn's going to be shook playing there. I mean, they've played at Penn State. They've played at LSU. They've played. You know what? I'm going to take Auburn in the 6.5. The 6.5, that's a lot of points. Texas A&M will probably win, but it'll be close.
Blake Robinson over here in the chat section throwing shade at Henry Ruggs. Says Saban teaching the guy for years, and then he kills innocent people driving 150. I don't know what they got going on over there. They got on some kind of argument over there. Come on. Now, you can't blame it on Nick Saban. I mean, I don't think that Dabo, you know, taught Bashaun all his tricks.
Moving along, the next matchup we have is LSU at Auburn at Bryant-Denny Stadium. The Crimson
LSU
Tide
and Auburn are playing in Bryant-Denny Stadium.
LSU at Alabama, sir.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Alabama's giving up 25 points. Is LSU going to be a shithole, Jackpot, or will they cover?
25 points. Yeah, you know that.
Line's up to 28.5 now. It's 25 on our contest.
I think I'm gonna go with Alabama. I think they're gonna go out this week and send a message to everybody about that playoff bullshit, but they do deserve to be there, and they're clearly the better team. I think that LSU was just playing on some kind of emotion the other week when they were they pulled off that nice win against Florida. And, yeah, you know, I don't think they've got it in them to do something like that again. I think Alabama rolls them here. I think Nick Saban wants to get a good shot in at old Edo, you know, kind of kick him in his ass on the way out the door.
Yeah. You think he's going to say, hey, are you going to out-fucking recruit us from the fucking bleachers, you – thick neck motherfucker.
You fat fuck. Yeah, probably so.
Probably so. Anyway, I'm going to roll with Alabama too because LSU does not inspire me at all. Next matchup is Liberty at Ole Piss. The return of Hugh Freeze against Lane Kiffin. Two polarizing coaches there, Jackpot. Liberty gets 15.5 on the road. Which way are you going there, man?
You know, I'm going to take Liberty with that 15.5. Now, that line is a lot shorter than that in other books. But, yeah, 15.5, I think Liberty can cover that. I would say Ole Miss probably wins by about 14. And I'm a little bit scared, though, too, with the 15.5. I'm almost inclined to take Ole Miss because I know Matt Corral has been injured, but I think he's going to be okay, ready to go in this game. And you know, he's got, you know, a possible Heisman Trophy candidacy here on the line. So he's got to play well. And I think Liberty is definitely a team that he could play well against. They can't stop anybody. They do have a decent record this year, but they've got, you know, one bad loss to UL Monroe. How the hell they lost to Monroe, I'm not sure about that. And then they had a game a couple weeks ago against North Texas where they were trailing in the fourth quarter against them. They also lost to the Fruit. So they have not been as impressive as they were last year, but still have a pretty good record. But I think that they can keep that within 15 and a half there. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, line's down to 10 right now. So they're 6-3 against the spread on the season. I'm going to go with Liberty. You can't fuck there, but maybe they could play some football.
Now Diego says, jackpot, you're full shit. Carolina sucks ass in every aspect.
We haven't even talked about the Gamecocks yet.
When did I say we did?
Another drink. Up next, Wake Forest at UNC. This is a non-conference matchup, jackpot. That's kind of interesting. They play each other, but it's not a conference game. Wake Forest is a 4.5-point underdog on the road, even though they're a top 10 team. Which way you want to go there, man?
I think Wake Forest is going to make a believer out of some people. I mean, I really do. I think this one, has the potential to be one of those high-scoring games. Look, I mean, Wake Forest hasn't stopped anybody, but that offense is really on a roll. So I think they win this game, and I think they push it to what, 9-0? I don't think North Carolina is very good. So give me the Deeks. And another reason I would take them, because this sucking going to set it up perfectly for Wake Forest to go into Clemson undefeated, and those fucking shit brains to pull a damn upset. And that's just exactly, that would be my fucking luck. That's exactly what would happen. So that's another reason I will go on ahead and take Wake Forest here to cover and win against UNC.
You saw it, motherfuckers!
And it's jackpot when they do pull the upset. I'm going to go with North Carolina. I don't know why. I just maybe, you know what, screw it. I'll go with Wake Forest. That game's so close to me. I don't really have an opinion either way. Oklahoma State at West Virginia. West Virginia is giving up or getting 3 at home. Which way are you going there, jackpot?
What, West Virginia's giving up how many?
They're getting 3 at home with Oklahoma State.
Okay. They have been – West Virginia's been a covering machine of late. So that's why I'm going to go on ahead and go with Oklahoma State here. Oklahoma State's just a better team, and I think they get the cover here against West Virginia. Yeah. Kind of a defensive struggle there, but I think I'm going to go with Oklahoma State. I think they're for real.
I like Oklahoma State to win big, so give me Oklahoma State, and I'll give up the 3. The next one is the Cale Hall Special, Old Dominion at FIU. Old Dominion comes in at 2-6 on the season. FIU is 1-7.
In terms of great matchups, this will not qualify.
Why do we keep getting these shitty fucking games, jackpot?
I never told you the specials are going to be great games between teams with great records, but I mean that line is pretty tight.
Yep. With our contest, it's -1 for Old Dominion.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Old Dominion. They're the better team. FIU has lost 7 in a row, and Old Dominion actually they got a nice win last week against La Tech at home, which they were an underdog. They covered there, got an upset win over La Tech, Skip Holtz's team. They've also played a couple of close games. Played a close game against Buffalo. Just barely lost that one. Just barely lost against Marshall, too. Those were both within a touchdown. I just think they're the better team. FIU's gotten blown out on multiple occasions. So I believe ODU is the side here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Old Dominion. Old Dominion is 5-3 on the season against the spread. FIU is a shithole.
So that's what Butch Davis is the coach there. Billy yeah. Cole says, didn't Lane Kiffin coach at FIU? No, Billy, he coached at FAU.
Yeah. There you go. Next matchup is Clemson at Louisville. Louisville is getting 5 points at home, jackpot. Which way are you going to roll there?
Who's that?
Louisville is plus 5 at home against Clemson.
Yeah, that's too much. I'm going to go with Louisville. Clemson, Clemson doesn't play that well away from home. This is prime time. And, Louisville didn't play that well last week against NC State. I think they'll be looking to atone for that performance. I think Clemson may have trouble with the runaround quarterback there. What's his name? Malik Cunningham. And them, Louisville has never, it's been like six wins in a row, for the Taters. Louisville's never beaten them. I think we may see that finally happen this Saturday night, but if we don't, I still think Louisville's going to cover that number.
Yeah. Clemson, by the way, we talked about Mizzou being 0-8 against the spread. Clemson's 1-7. I'm not picking Clemson to go and cover any number until they start showing some life on offense. Last week, their kicker missed 3 fucking field goals. Ugh. Clemson's just, it's just a shitty season. I know they're 5-3. And by the way, if I'll take this back, if it comes to it, I'll moonwalk this back. But you know what? These people talking about, Clemson can still make the ACC championship game. Just fucking stop. It's not a good season. It's really not. So I'm taking Louisville with the and getting the points there against Clemson. Final matchup, Shithole U, also known as Florida, against South Carolina, the Fighting Shane Beamers. Jackpot, your coach today said he was not going to tell us who the quarterback is going to be. I don't know if I'm feeling too good about Zeb Nolan, even if he is out there at 100%. I think they should give Jason Brown a shot, but South Carolina is getting 20 points at home. Which way are you rolling there, jackpot?
Go Cox.
Is that all you're going to tell me? That is go Cox? Okay.
Go Cox.
I think 20 points is too much, and I think Florida is a shithole. I think that Dan Mullen's lost that locker room. I firmly, firmly believe that. So I will take South Carolina and the 20 points at home.
From what I've heard everybody saying, well, they're going into bunker mode. They shut everything down and then they're not talking to the media and they're mad now and they're going to go, they're going to just beat the shit out of everybody they play the rest of the season to teach everybody a lesson, blah, blah, blah. Well, then why didn't they do that before they lost all these fucking games like the Kentucky and to fucking Georgia? Makes no sense.
Yeah. We had a super chat earlier. Wesley Abrams, thank you for the super chat. He says, I'm late. Did you talk about my Vols yet? Yes. We both picked Tennessee to get the win or cover the spread against Kentucky.
Everybody's over here. Okay. Fireball says Harrison Bailey is going to Clemson and ball out. Yeah. Okay. First of all, Dabo Swinney doesn't take players from the transfer portal anyway. I guarantee he's not taking a quarterback. Number two, who's he have coming in, like a 5-star quarterback?
Hi, Daddy.
Johnny Brown.
Yeah.
You're done.
Kublik, the kid from Texas, is coming in. So, yeah.
You know, y'all are so annoying. You know what else is annoying? Trolls. I mean, I feel like one of those whack-a-moles here having to just beat these fucking idiots over the fucking skull.
Let's take a phone call, jackpot. Welcome into the program. Good evening.
Hey, I'd like to talk about the Kentucky-Tennessee game.
What would you like to talk about the Hillbilly Bowl?
Well, here it is, November. Property taxes come out. Daylight savings time. You got Thanksgiving where you overeat. It's dark. It's rainy. Pretty much sums up two teams that are Kentucky's never been good. Tennessee is just terrible. They used to be good. Hell, you know, about that. I would rather take house marks to the left testes as I had listened to the Balls fan tell me how great they used to be. But Kentucky's doing what they normally do, and that's fall apart like my second marriage. Just go out of pieces. This is the second half of the season, and every expert has picked the Vols to win by four. It started out at 5 points. It's down to one. So I figured Kentucky will win because Vegas ain't want to pay that out. I'll get off here and listen to what you got to say.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Lisa asked, who do we take in the Auburn game? I think we both took Auburn. So there's that. That's one of the tougher games to pick, along with the folks from the matchup with Texas A&M and Auburn. So, yeah, I think that I'm really looking forward to watching that game. I mean, it's hillbilly ball at its finest.
Is that big Barney Ross?
I believe so.
If it was Kentucky's coach, it'd be Big Barney Rubble.
803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. Shout out to Beg and Megan, who's stuck at work. We appreciate him. 803-470-2905. Jerome shit-talking Pruitt says Bluegrass is in hiding. You know, I don't mean to, but every time Bluegrass calls, he just says such stupid shit, and then he ends up getting his face kicked in. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's gotten tired of that. I wonder if he's going to be – he'll be on the show talking during basketball season about how great Kentucky is. Even though, if I remember correctly, Kentucky, they didn't make the basketball tournament last year, did they? I don't think they did. I don't know. I know Clemson did. They were a shithole too, though. Chris says, Buffet boy, Kale, did you go to Sheely's today? I don't know if Kale went to Sheely's or not.
What?
Welcome into the run into the Rob and Kale show. What's up?
This is Diego Sanchez.
Diego Sanchez, what do you have for the program, sir?
I was just going to ask your thoughts on Carolina fucking ass.
Diego, hey man, does this sound like a phone hanging up? There we go. Thanks, Diego, for calling the program. I'm not going to let you troll my friend over there just because you're an asshole. Not going to happen. 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. If you're going to call up and have something valid to say, then that's fine. But if you're going to be a dipshit, you're not going to help the program, and you're going to try to troll my friend over there, you can politely go fuck yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Does anybody in the chat have a problem with me knocking Diego off the phone there? I'm just saying. If you do, then fine. 803-470-2905.
Yeah, we got people that actually want to call in and contribute something to the program and bring something valid to the table. That just ties up the phone lines. I mean, only have so long to keep it going. So
803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. Jonathan Lawrence says he needs to call his friend Pablo instead. The Bible Belt says deport him from the show. Okay.
Oh, my God. Stop. Come here. See, come here.
Let's get another call in here.
Come here.
Welcome into the program. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, what's up?
I have a question for Carolina Jackpot.
Yeah, sure. What you got?
How did it feel to get absolutely ass raped by Texas A&M 2 weeks ago?
It didn't feel great. Are you new here? I mean, we already went over that 2 weeks ago.
Your call is two weeks late, and I gave you 30 seconds. Have a great
Why would you not call about that Sunday night after?
Well, in fucking shit. Is that what we're going
to do? Why wouldn't you call about that on Sunday night after that happened? I mean, we're going to call 2 weeks later. Crazy.
Muschamp shows up, and we're immediately number one in the CFP. Just saying. Megan. shut the fuck up.
That's all it took. I mean,
I mean, begging. I've got some. I do believe I have an audio clip of you saying some things about that wonderful mush champ. So let's not get crazy there. Andre with a super chat too. I need a good game to watch since I'm not sure if I want to watch the murder of LSU. Well, I would go with Tennessee, Kentucky, or I would go with Auburn.
Yeah. Clemson, Louisville game. What time? Oh, that one's at 3:30.
Yeah. Auburn, Texas A&M would be pretty good too. You know, if the score is tight at the half with Florida, make your way over to the Florida message boards and watch them fillet Dan Mullen. That'll be fun.
The Mazzodcast guys said their game against Georgia. What they play at what, noon? They said it was going to be a homicide.
Homicide.
The way they described it.
Anyway. 803-470.
They're going to, Georgia's going to push their turds up so far they can feel them in their sternum.
Jesus. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905.
They're not wrong.
Thanks to Andre for the super chat. We appreciate him.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll take calls for a couple more minutes here. We appreciate the super chats and everyone that supports the show. You guys are awesome. Bill, what do you say to Diego in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please? Billy. About got me. Brandon says, Jackpot, do you think Arkansas beats Mississippi State this weekend? We don't have that in our
game. No, no, not sure about that. I think Mississippi State probably win. They're up. They seem to be on a roll.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think Arkansas is that good. I think they were kind of fool's gold.
Welcome into the program. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Texas A&M fan.
Hello, Texas A&M fan. How are you, sir?
I was going okay tonight. I was just calling in to get y'all's opinion on the Arkansas-Mississippi State battle.
Yeah, that's what Jackpot was just talking about. And, I mean, you know, it seems like Arkansas got off to a good start, but Mississippi State's playing better football right now. So, could be interesting either way.
I think Mississippi State has – I think Mississippi State's got the coaching advantage, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think they have better coaching than what Arkansas does. I think Arkansas was relying on shtick.
That's funny.
And
stick. Do you think that A&M will be ready for Auburn come Saturday?
It's one of those things where when if you have a defense like Georgia has and you have the ability to pressure Bo Nix and make him do things he doesn't want to do, it makes Bo Nix look like he's an asshole. But if Bo Nix can just run around and make playground plays, he's pretty good. But I don't think Texas A&M has the defense that Georgia has. That's why that game is probably going to be pretty close. So I like Auburn to cover, like I said earlier, but I think Texas A&M will win.
I mean, I honestly took Auburn because I think that'll be a close game. But if Texas A&M pushes Auburn's doo-doo so far up the sphincter that it comes back out their throat, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I think A&M is going to make a state, but either way, I think if they can't handle this team, then, you know. But I think they're going to not only handle them, I think they're going to embarrass Nix, maybe even knock him out of the game, because we're bringing everybody. We're bringing everybody Saturday. So looks like we're going to win.
Yeah. Well, hey, Texas,
he's got me hyped up. I'm going to have to change my voice now.
Man, I think this is going to be the season of what if. Like, man, you're going to be pissed off at the end of the season, Texas A&M fan, that you lost to what, Arkansas and Mississippi State? How the fuck do you lose to them but beat Alabama and possibly beat Auburn? And then I think you got LSU, you'll probably throat punch them too. So you can have a season where you beat Auburn, LSU, and Alabama – and still not win the West. Your fucking team is cursed.
Jason, well, over there. In
We're playing Prairie View A&M, and they're in like first place in their division. I mean, I know they're like three divisions below us, but I think they've won every game they played. I'm like, that ought to be interesting. I mean, not interesting, but
not a Prairie Dog.
I didn't know they had a football team. Like Rob said, I didn't know they had a football team, but they actually got an undefeated football team. Yeah, so kind of weird.
Prairie Dog belts.
Prairie Dogs.
Jason over in the chat said, Jason says, I was told Auburn has never lost at Kyle Field. Is that true?
I have to look. I mean, he may be correct. I can check it right now. So let me look really quick here as we get another call. Read that super chat there, Jackpot.
M. Miller says, trolls are a sign that the show is blowing up. Keep it up. Love the show. Spurs up. Spurs up, Toe. Spurs up, M. Miller. Thank you for the super chat.
Hey. Welcome to the program. Good evening.
Hey, this is Moonshine here. I'm just wanted to call. I know you talked about the Tennessee-Kentucky game
sure. All
evening, but we're getting ready to take back the greatest canceled trophy that has ever owned college football. The Beer Barrel is coming to Tennessee. And after that, we are going to shock the world in Knoxville and beat Georgia, the Bulldogs. And y'all take that and have a good evening.
I like it when our callers drink before they call.
Did he just hiccup?
I think he did hiccup. Like he had like a little bit too much moonshine.
Yeah, I think he definitely been on some kind of shine or something. He thinks that's happening. Not the Kentucky.
Let's see here. At College Station.
Look at there.
Auburn has five wins. Auburn won at College Station in 2019. So there's that. They've won twice.
Have they won all their games at Kyle Field? That's what they were saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, Auburn has won every game at College Station. I'm sorry. Yes, they have. Yeah,
but we've never beaten Texas A&M, period.
Well, I mean,
why was that fucking terrible? Just why? I wish the good Lord, you just answer that question to me. Why are we so freaking terrible? I mean, they've never lost there. We've never beat them, period. Hadn't beat them on the moon, the sun, Columbia, anywhere. Jesus.
Shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, that's one of those ones I don't quite get. Like, you know, South Carolina should have beaten them at least once. I mean, shit. One time? Yeah. Come on.
But the closest they came was 2017. We lost 24-17 in College Station. And then that game, South Carolina was up, I think, like 17-7 or something at one point in that game. They were ready to put it away. And then Jake Bentley started doing Jake Bentley things. Throwing fucking interceptions and being a fucking dumbass, and when we lost, but yeah.
Blake says you suck because you use your football money profit to pay Don Staley. Okay, you know what? He's a Mississippi State fan. You should be quiet because Don Staley's going to come down there and kick you guys in your whatever parts down there. You need to be careful with all that.
Kick them right in the furry vajayjay.
Exactly. 803-470-2905.
Woof, woof, motherfucker.
803-470-2905. About 10 more minutes, we'll take calls, and we're going to wrap up this edition of the show. Billy says, is it true the streets roll up in Columbia at about 6? I mean, there's you know.
People start rolling shit up in the streets at Columbia about 6.
Yeah, I you know. Columbia is not a bad place. So 803-470-2905. I figured we had one Kentucky fan call tonight, but I figured tonight would be like we would be hearing my old Kentucky home forever.
I think they're a little bit too nervous about this weekend's game to talk shit. I think it's just to the point where they're favored and you know they just have that little bit of trepidation. Kind of like we used to have at South Carolina during games when seasons when we were actually good, you know, when we had a game against, you know, somebody decent and, you know, we were favored and we knew that we should win, but, you know, not that we weren't going to talk a lot of shit about it because we didn't want to look foolish if it didn't happen.
Brock says he's seen many pimps in Columbus. It's not that bad. Come on now. All right. So 803-470-2905. Looking forward to the games this weekend. Looking forward to our live show coming up on Black Friday. It's going to be fun. Justin says Alabama 45, LSU 17. Okay.
I could see it.
Megan says, I've seen many Johns in Columbia. So did you turn a lot of tricks, Megan? Is that what you're trying to say here? I mean, that's what I'm reading there. Is that, I don't know. You do you there, Megan. However, you got to make that money, sir. Whatever you need to do. Lisa says, pimps, hoes, and crackheads.
Brandon Coon says our closest game with A&M was 2018 when we lost 26-23. Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think we kind of scored a kind of a garbage time touchdown there. I think they were winning the whole game pretty much. I think in 2017 the Gamecocks were in control of that game the whole way, and they let Texas A&M come back and beat them, and that was in College Station. So.
So, Billy asked what the score was on the two games. In the fourth quarter, Central Michigan leads Western Michigan. So, you got two directional schools.
Oh, yeah. Did I tell you that? Did I show you last night? I don't know if you saw the community tab. I hit a four-team parlay last night with $15 and won $212.
Shots on jackpot.
Yeah, it was last night. It was all the Maction games. I took the underdog in all of them because I just looked. I went back through and started with, like, week four, whenever they started playing conference games. And, like, right. The record of underdogs covering in MAC versus MAC games is, right. Like, something insane. It was, like, 75% underdogs have covered this year. So I just picked all the underdogs to cover, and they did. And I parlayed that with the Braves winning the Game 6 of the World Series, and I'll be damned if it didn't happen.
The other game going on there for Billy is Kent State is beating Northern Illinois 45-40. They are in the fourth quarter, about 8 minutes to go. There you go. For Billy, who's too lazy to check scores. So there's that. All right. Well, jackpot. Looking forward to the games this weekend. I'm going to try to catch some of your live stream if you do one on Saturday night.
I'm going to try to do one. Yeah, I'm going to do one. I mean, I think the game's at what? Is it 7 or 7:30?
Something like that. 7:30.
Yeah. Fireball says,
how about some jeans? Yeah.
Fireball says, we ain't worried about UGA. We know if we can get it moving, y'all can't keep up with Stetson Bennett. Okay.
Holy shit.
Was it? I'm no shit about fuck.
Yeah. I need to use that clip more often, by the way. I've got it over here somewhere, and it's literally, where did I put it?
They might be doing the Gamecock, the Carolina jackpot.
I don't know shit about fuck.
That's a great line. That's from Ozark. The little blonde chick in Ozark. Well, when they're
going to be doing about the second quarter of that game, they're going to be doing the Carolina jackpot. This is ridiculous.
Oh, I've got that one too. The Carolina jackpot, ridiculous. I don't play that very often, but it is it's pretty damn funny.
This is ridiculous. God damn it. That's what the Tennessee people going to be saying. Like in the second quarter of that Georgia game. Hell, it might be the first quarter.
Maybe saying this. Some of the shit that Jackpot says is hilarious.
You sorry motherfuckers!
He's legitimately fucking mad there. This one's good too. Actually, this is probably what they're going to say, Jackpot.
I'm going to settle down. I need to turn this fucking shit off.
Instead, I need to turn this fucking shit off. I would turn this fucking shit off. Hold on, I got one more jackpot quote. Yeah, I like this one too.
Whatever the fuck.
I'm mad. I'm just a little bit perturbed.
Yeah, that's pretty funny too. And then, this one's really good too. When Jackpot realizes he said something stupid.
Hey, you have a good day.
You have a good day. Or what is it? There's one other one that I've got it somewhere. Hold on. Where is it? Bear with me a second as I scroll through here because these are actually really good. Let's see. Oh, here we go.
And I said something on here I didn't mean to. Hey, you have a good day.
I said something I didn't mean to, and you have a good day. That works.
We lost to the Citadel for the second time in 25 fucking years.
Yeah. Jackpot's greatest hits on the virtual jackpot is pretty damn funny. And it's like, I thought Jackpot was mad at me for putting this together, but I was like, well, if he wants to hit me in the face, then I'll take one good pop for that, because that's actually really funny.
Will Muschamp should be fucking embarrassed.
That's after South Carolina lost 56-7. And the next line after that is the one I should have kept, because it is a classic Carolina Jackpot line. It is, you Clemson motherfuckers need to shut up. It was nothing that you did. You had nothing to do with that.
I'm well, like, it didn't. Jackpot, I mean, we didn't perform. We didn't play well.
You lost by 49 points. Clemson had nothing to fucking do with it.
We didn't play well. We weren't prepared. It wasn't anything that they specifically did so much as what we didn't do, which was prepare.
I lost that video, but man, that's pretty damn fucking funny. Pretty damn hilarious. Then this.
I done run out of jokes. We are the joke. We suck.
You think if Oregon or somebody like that, stop it! Stop! Could lose this weekend. Do you think if Cincinnati blows out their opponent, that they could possibly move up?
Yeah, I think so, but
so people stop crying.
I really don't. Jackpot's over there dealing with his dog.
I don't know what he's doing. But, I mean, he's hurting this cat.
Yeah.
Stop it, asshole!
Curtis Smart's an idiot.
Exactly. All right. Well, Jackpot, we've had a good show. And we appreciate everybody joining us. We'll be back at it on Sunday. Make sure you get your picks in now. Get your picks in now. That way you don't have to wait and all that good stuff. So make sure you you get your picks in. And
Jason, shout out. The cat did start it. He was talking shit, but he's still smaller.
You fucking redneck, cousin fucking, chicken fucking, hillbilly, goddamn East Tennessee outlaw mud show piece of shit.
See y'all Sunday.